And we're getting ready to strap it on for 12 minutes here in the third period. The Cougars leading the Gauchos 14-0. Hoxie's kick is driven deep, and Robert Freeman takes it at the 6-yard line, brings it up straight up the field, weaves his way around, and he's finally tackled at the 25-yard line. Boy, he's a shifty runner, that Robert Freeman. Not a real big guy, but he can really run. First down and 10, El Cerrito Gauchos. The ball's going to be placed right at the 25-yard line. They're trailing 14-0.
Here we go. We get to see El Cerrito's first response coming out of this halftime break. I'm interested to see what Brooks has up his sleeves.
Jason Brooks, the quarterback for the El Cerrito Gauchos, also plays middle linebacker. He's in the shotgun. Two receivers left with two halfbacks, one on each side. Brooks takes the snap, hands it off. No, he fakes the handoff and throws out in the flat for a completion. And he moves upfield, and he's tackled immediately. Cole White caught the ball 5 yards up the field, gained about 1 yard on the run, and he's tackled for a 6-yard gain. Second down and 4. Ball's placed right at the 32-yard line. Nifty ball handling by Jason Brooks there. He faked me out. He threw quickly out to the flat for the completion. Second down and 4. Brooks remains in the shotgun. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Hands the ball off to Cole White, who's tackled immediately for no gain. Excellent job on the defense. Antonio Hines took the handoff and went up the middle, and a plethora of Rancho Cotati Cougars stopped him, led by number 71, Max Jones.
Rancho's defense really making El Cerrito earn this right now. Third and 2, this is one of those instances in which the defense has to win the third down.
Big play for the Gauchos, who started to find their way a little bit in the second quarter and move the football well in the second quarter. Didn't come up with any points. Third down and 2, Brooks in the shotgun. Takes the snap, rolls to his left. Didn't turn upfield, but he makes a great spin move and gets the first down. Brooks was heading for the sideline and stopped on a dime, did a 360 spin move, and surged forward for the first down.
Spinning away from Mencarini and Santorinios.
Great job, great footwork right there by the senior quarterback, Jason Brooks. Stopped on a dime. He might be a pretty good dancer, I'll tell you. That was a slick move.
I'm interested to see his response here in the second half. I did low-key call him out at the start of the second quarter, thinking that he's getting a little tired with his hands on his knees on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to see what he's going to do here on the offensive side.
He's got a full backfield, 3 backs. He's in the shotgun. Rolls out, keeps it himself. It's student body right, and a beautiful play by the Rancho Cotati Cougars. A late flag comes in.
Number 42, Gino Mencarini on the initial tackle, but we'll see what's up with this penalty.
Mencarini did a beautiful job of fighting off the blockers for the Gauchos and brought him down. Let's see what the flag is.
Textbook block shedding leading to a wrap-up tackle, and we'll see what the officials have to say.
Line judge Warren Oliver threw the flag. It will be against the Rancho Cotati Cougars.
What, judging Max Jones' reaction there, big old number 71 on the D-line throwing his hands up in the air, saying, what do we got to do, coach? What do we got to do?
They may have called encroachment on Max, possibly, the way he was not happy.
It's a big kid. It's going to be tough for him to not encroach.
El Cerrito back up over the football. This time they've got 4 receivers right, 1 receiver left. Brooks in the shotgun. Takes the snap, looks to his left. Now he's going to be, oh, he gets away from pressure. He moves upfield. He's got a big hole. And he comes up to the 40, down to the 35-yard line, and he's finally brought down, and he gets up, and it looks like he may have been injured. and he's grabbing his left knee.
Max Uli had him dead to rights in the backfield, and he was able to turn away, pick up the big game before being brought down by number 14, Alex Sandoval. You can see he's gripping that right knee.
Jason Brooks, the quarterback for the El Cerrito Gauchos, dropped back to pass and then found a running lane, came up the field.
And now you can just hope that he's okay. Got the training staff coming over here. I want to talk about El Cerrito and their ability to move the ball down the field, though, up until this point, Nick. Rather impressive. I want to see where they go from here, though.
Well, this right here could be the death for them. If they lose their starting quarterback, their middle linebacker, that could be really bad. And I'm hoping he can get up. It doesn't look good. He's flexing his knee. At halftime, Michael Barabalt got a couple of words from the head coach, Jacob Rinkin. I think this might be a great time to hear what Jacob Rinkin said about his first half performance. Let's send it back to the studio to Joe Pasquini.
All right, I'm down on the sideline with El Cerrito head coach Jacob Rinkin. And, Coach, you guys' offense kind of stalled in the first half there. What happened? What adjustments are you going to try and make?
We need to stop making personal mistakes. We need to stop shooting ourselves in the foot and start finishing some of these drives off.
Rancho scored early their first two drives, and you guys have stuffed them. What was the key there to get those stops?
No, we just made a few adjustments and told our guys we could hang in there and let's keep fighting.
All right, great, Coach. Thank you. Good luck. As Michael Barabalt on the sideline for the KSRO Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Guys, back to you up in the booth.
Good job, Michael. Unfortunately, being helped off the field, left knee is not looking good. His quarterback, Jason Brooks of the El Cerrito Gauchos, who just had a very nice run of 25 yards run that when he was taken to the ground, Jeff, it didn't look like he twisted his knee, but might have pounded it into the turf. I'm not sure. Did you see what may cause the injury?
I missed it. Can only hope that he's okay. He's able to get some treatment. If there's any possibility that he gets back in this game.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Jason Brooks. That's too bad. Now coming in to take the snaps behind center.
Number 9, Rashad Kelly.
He's going to take it around left end, and he gets a nice gain, a 5-yard gain. Kelly took the snap, faked a handoff, did a 360 and came to the left side of the field before he was pushed out of bounds. Second down and 5 for the Gauchos, trailing 14-0, 8 minutes and 53 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3.
Interesting decision here by Coach Rinkin. They have listed number 12, Jace Taylor, as the backup quarterback, the 5'11 sophomore, but it looks like they're more than content to have Kelly run his version of the Wildcat here for El Cerrito.
Kelly's a 6'1 junior, plays wide receiver. Now he's going to be behind the center, takes the snap, hands it off to number 21, Hines, and he's got a big hole. And a late penalty flag comes in. Hines did a wonderful job of running through the right side of the Rancho Cotati defense, got right down inside the 10-yard line, and a penalty flag came out late. Let's see what the call is. Again, it's line judge Warren Oliver with the call.
And it's going to be a holding call against El Cerrito, so the same old song and dance here in this new half for El Cerrito.
Oliver's been very active. He's going to have to make, I guarantee he's going to have to launder his flag after this game. That's going to push it back. Ball's going to go on to the Rancho Cotati 26-yard line. Second down and 6. A nice running game nullified. Kelly takes a snap. Looks to run the ball, weaving his way through, and he's going to be tackled for a loss.
Number 53, Mahalis Centurinos, wrapping him up in the backfield there.
Great job by Mahalis, the leading tackler for the Cougars. Wrapped up Kelly and just brought him to the ground.
You got to appreciate the guys on defense who aren't afraid to stick their nose in there and get after the ball carrier.
And Mahalis is the best there is on the Rancho Cotati Cougars, no doubt about that. Just a junior, captain of the team. Only the second junior that Coach Garrick Hoteling could remember to become a captain as a junior. The other, Jake Simmons, the quarterback who's at San Jose State right now. Third down and 10. Kelly in the shotgun, two receivers left. One halfback, Kelly drops back, throws it out in the flat, complete. Moving upfield and finally brought out of bounds just short of the first down.
Isaiah Summerhill taking that catch before being brought down out of bounds by Tua'ua.
Tui did a nice job, held him just short of the first down. It's going to bring up fourth down and two. I'm sure the Gauchos are going to go for it. They're trailing 14 to nothing. 7 minutes, 25 seconds remaining here in quarter number three.
And El Cerrito is going to take a timeout. Think this one over. Ball's at the 22. Add another 10 yards for the end zone. And then 7 for the kicker. Looking at about a 45-yard kick right here, Nick. I don't know if he could, if he's got the leg strength for that.
You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cougars leading the El Cerrito Gauchos 14 to nothing, 7 minutes 25 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Fourth down and two for the El Cerrito Gauchos. The ball's at the Rancho Cotati 23-yard line. Kelly takes the snap, rolls out, throws over. It's complete. Short of the first down, if the Cougars can hold him, and they do. Let's see how far they give him on the catch. It is going to be short. Kelly completed the pass out in the flat, but the Cougars defense did a nice job.
Number two, Cole White, making that catch. But then again, number 53 for the Cougars, Mahala Santorino, is out there to make the tackle.
And make sure that that runner could not get enough yardage for the first down, so the Rancho Cotati Cougars will take over on downs, leading 14 to nothing, 7 minutes 17 seconds remaining in quarter number three here at Rancho Cotati High School. The Game of the Week on KSRO. Next week we're off, but in 2 weeks we'll be doing the Golden Apple Bowl from Annalee High School, the El Molino Lions and the Annalee Tigers. Jared the Night Stalker in the shotgun for the Cougars. Hands it up the middle straight ahead to Rashad Rankin, and he is stopped after a one-yard gain. The Gauchos defense stood up Rankin, and he was able to gain just 1 yard on that carry.
El Cerrito did a great job of chewing the time clock. Here we are with 7 minutes left in the third quarter, and this is the first drive of the second half for Rancho Cotati. The best way to stop that powerful offense is just to keep them on the sideline.
Yeah, very good, but you got to come up with points on that drive, though, if you're the Gauchos. So 6 minutes, 46 seconds remaining and counting. Third quarter, Stockard back to pass. He's got time. Now he's going to run up the middle, and he's got a little running room. Eludes a couple of tackles, goes down the left sideline for a substantial gain. Whoa, what a run by Jared the Night Stalker.
And stop me again, Nick. If you heard this before, we got not one but two penalty flags out on the field right now.
What? Penalty flags?
Stalker did a great job of evading arm tackle after arm tackle from El Cerrito. Now it's time to see if he got some help here with holding on the offensive line. And judging by the referees, it looks like that is the case.
What a great run by Jared the Night Stalker. He eluded several tacklers, got away from one. He was like a greased pig on that one. Got away from several guys and went down the sideline for a 25-yard gain. But wait a minute. Penalty and bring it back. So it's going to bring up second down and 15. The ball's placed right at the 19-yard line. Stalker hands the ball straight up the middle to Rashid Rankin, and he stumbles and falls forward. Got tripped up right at the line of scrimmage as he was coming through. Fell forward for 4 yards, though. Going to bring up third down and 10.
And the Rancho student section is feeling it right now, rocking the press box up here.
I'm starting to feel it, too. That's good. Get a little bit of energy going in the game here. Jared Stalker looking for the call from the sideline. Cougars line up over the ball as they have all game long. And now there's going to be a timeout. Rancho Cotati, Coach Garrick Hotaling, is going to go onto the field to talk to the offense. That'll give us an opportunity to let you know this is the game of the week on KSRO, and it's brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
T-Shirt Underground, top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check him out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140, Forestville Family Dentistry.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Rancho Cotati Cougars leading the El Cerrito Gauchos 14-0. The Cougars have a third down and 10. The ball's at their own 19-yard line. And there's going to be an offsides penalty on El Cerrito before the snap. That'll shorten up the yardage for the Cougars. It'll make it a third down and 5.5 yards, it appears. Jared, the Night Stalker, the quarterback for the Cougars, is in the shotgun. Rashid Rankin, the Diesel, right on his right flank. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Stalker fakes the handoff, drops back, rolls to his right, throws over the middle, and it's caught!
What a catch.
A beautiful catch. Number four came up, Gianni Gigolo, the main target all day long, but hold on.
Jeff, another flag on the play.
Are you kidding me?
And it's going to be
holding against the Gauchos will be denied. And the pass completion is enough for a first down as Jared Stalker found Gianni Gigolo over the middle of the field. Gianni made a beautiful diving catch for the first down, and the ball's going to be placed right at the 47-yard line of the Cougars. First and 10. 14-0, the Cougars lead over the Gauchos. Jared the Night Stalker fakes the handoff, comes up the middle, finds a little lane, and is down and tackled right inside the 50-yard line. Second down and 4.
Number 4, Mark Edwards of El Cerrito, looked like he was coming up ready to lay the wood against Stalker, who had the presence of mind to slide down.
Yeah, very good. He did. He avoided a big hit, and the quarterback should always do that. Great call, Jeff. Gained 5 yards on it. Second down and 5. Ball placed right at the 49-yard line. Rashid Rankin right behind Jared Stalker, who's in the shotgun. Hands it straight up the middle to Rashad. He finds a little hole, balls his way forward for a first down. The Diesel. Whoop, whoop. Going forward.
Number 55, Tenzanima. Not able to stop Rankin before he gets the first down.
Rashid's going to come off the field, being replaced by Jaden Herrera. First down and 10 for the Cougars. The ball placed at the 42-yard line. Leading 14-0 in the third quarter. If you're just joining us, the Cougars took the opening kickoff, drove 75 yards, highlighted with a 15-yard touchdown pass from Jared Stalker to Gianni Gigolo. On their first possession, the Gauchos punter fielded a high snap and was tackled after he tried to gain the first down, and the Cougars again capitalized on a 15-yard run by Rashid Rankin. And the Cougars were up 14-0. But that's where we stand right now in midway through the third quarter.
And credit must be given to El Cerrito. For as much as they've had gone wrong in this game, they've held tough.
Jared Stalker hands it up the middle to Jaden Herrera, and he's tackled and stopped right at the line of scrimmage.
Swallowed up in the backfield by number 10, Orion Hayes, the 5'10 junior.
Hayes did a nice job of bear hugging him. It was a nice tackle, one-on-one, took him down.
He was not going anywhere once he got his hands on him.
Rancho Cotati band coming alive. They want some action. They want some more points. Stalker has Rashid Rankin back in right behind him. Now he throws over the middle, and it's almost intercepted. Stalker threw behind the receiver, and Warren Smith, that freshman cornerback, almost had his interception right there. And that's the third opportunity that the Gauchos have had to make interceptions.
Fortunately for Stalker, he threw it so far behind his intended wide receiver, Jack Reese, that the DB was also unable to make a play on it.
Going to bring up third down and nine.
Eventually, these missed opportunities are going to start to add up, though, against El Cerrito, Nick. Look for that as we move towards the fourth quarter.
I think they already have added up. You know, they're trailing here. Third down and nine. Stalker drops back, throws out in the flat to Rankin. He's got some running room. Catches it. He's up to the first down and pushed out of bounds, and we got another flag. Line judge Warren Oliver saw something again that he didn't like.
I'm going to look into my crystal ball. I saw Jack Reese laying a great block downfield before Warren Smith took a couple swipes at him there. I wonder if this is going to be an unsportsmanlike or an unnecessary roughness here.
Rashid Rankin caught the ball out in the flat, turned up field. There wasn't a Gaucho in sight. Rashid Rankin turned up field for a nice gain, but it's going to be, it looks like, nullifying penalties.
Offsetting penalties, okay.
Personal fouls.
A beautiful play design, though. Rankin was wide open, had plenty of room to roam. It's unfortunate, though, that the penalty comes back to haunt them.
Yeah, I like that play design, just as you mentioned. Get the big diesel out there in the flat. Nobody around him, and he got a head of steam going and went upfield. I bet they come back to that play later because it was not defensed very well, for sure.
Caught it at the hash marks and started taking off downfield until he was pushed out of bounds. Unfortunately, like we said, the penalty nullifying everything.
We're going to do it over again. Same play, third down and nine. Ball's placed at the 47-yard line. Fakes the handoff to Rankin, rolls to his left. The Night Stalker's got some running room, and he guns up, and he slides for the first down. Let's see where they mark it. It's right at the sticks.
And it looks like they're going to give him the first down, or we might be getting a measurement here. Oh, nope, another penalty flag.
No, I don't see one this time.
I see the penalty flag right at the 35-yard line.
For gosh sakes, those young eyes of yours. I was hoping we didn't see one, but there is one.
It's getting dirty. Like you said, it is going to have to go through the washing machine later.
I think, all the flags are going to go through the washing machine, and they're going to need to use that extra color brightness.
Stain defense guard.
Yeah. Thank you. They're going to need those because these are going to need some extra cleaning. This penalty is against the Gauchos, and it's a big penalty and moves the ball way up the field. It's going to be placed right at the 18-yard line. First down and 10, Cougars. Knocking at the door. They're in the red zone. Jared the Night Stalker in the shotgun. Rashid Rankin right behind him. Three receivers right, one receiver left. Jared hands the ball off to Rashid Rankin. He's up the middle, finds a little hole before he's tackled after a four-yard gain.
Stalker limping a little bit there. I'm wondering if Rankin, when he took the handoff, stepped on top of his foot.
Yeah, they very well could have, as you see.
That can't be comfortable. It doesn't look like he did it himself. He looks like he's gripping the top of his foot. You got the diesel rolling over that left foot there for Stalker.
225 pounds, Rashid Rankin. Nice run by Rashid. They'll give him 3 yards on it. Second down and seven. Ball's placed right on the 15-yard line. Stalker in the shotgun takes a snap. Looks, he throws out in the flat. And there's going to be a pass interference call. The pass was intended for Darius Hurst. He had beat the defensive back.
Number two, Cole White on the play. We can see that from all the way up here, Nick.
No doubt about it. Saved a touchdown. Darius had gotten a little separation. The pass was a little bit overthrown. just where it needed to be thrown, though. You don't want to leave that one light, that's for sure. You keep it heavy, and the only one that's going to catch it is your man or a touchdown. And on this play, it was an incomplete pass, but the pass interference call will move it up 5 yards. It's going to move it up 10 yards, and they're going to place the ball right at the 7-yard line.
And Stalker comes off the field. Looks like they're going to go heavy with the backs.
The four horsemen? Yes, they are. Ball's going to be placed at the 7-yard line. First and goal, Rancho Cotati. Rashid Rankin is going to take the snap. Direct snap goes to Rashid. He's heading to the right side, weaving his way in, and he's bowling his way. The Diesel has a reservation for 6.
Bumbling, rumbling, and stumbling into the end zone.
Touchdown, Cougars! Rashid Rankin followed the three horsemen into the end zone, and the Diesel strikes again.
That four horsemen formation kind of reminds me of the game where you put a quarter down on the table, you got four cups, and you switch them around trying to keep up with which one. You don't know where the quarter's going to be, and in this case, you're not really sure which back's going to get the ball.
That's a great game. I love that. I never can figure it out, though. I always make lining up for the extra point. The snap is good. The kick is good. Ryan Hoxie right through the uprights. 21-0. Rancho Cotati Cougars leading the El Cerrito Gauchos. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
Backyard Chefs, Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas is your Big Green Egg headquarters. With the Big Green Egg Kamado Barbecue, you can bake a pizza in 3 minutes or a perfect char on a steak at 600 degrees. Serious grillers can do ribs for 5 to 8 hours for that fall-off-the-bone goodness. Check out our holiday specials at buckstoves.net or visit us at 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa. The Big Green Egg at buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cougars just scored a touchdown to extend their lead to 21-0 over the El Cerrito Gauchos. Lining up for the kickoff are the Cougars, and the kick is a high, deep kick. Taken right at the 10-yard line. He brings it straight up the field as Rashad Kelly weaving his way back and forth. Now he's going to come all the way across the field, and he's going to be tackled. An exciting run with not much of a gain on it, but he probably ran 30, 40 yards for a 5-yard gain.
Again, running side to side instead of downhill. Kelly's got the speed to do it. We just need to see him have the space to let that engine run.
Well, supposedly, and it looks like Kelly might be the fastest player on the team. Him and Robert Freeman are definitely speedsters. He was going east and west instead of north and south and didn't gain much, but he's going to come back out and take the snaps. Ball's going to be placed right at the 15-yard line. El Cerrito Gauchos need to get some points, trailing 21-0 with 1 minute and 51 seconds remaining in quarter number 3. Kelly in the shotgun takes it, hands it off to Anthony, and he's going to be tackled. Antonio Hines is tackled immediately right at the line of scrimmage.
Now, Nick, if I'm El Cerrito, I got to start taking some chances downfield here. It is imperative that you get some points up on the board at this juncture. A minute 34 left in the third quarter. The sense of urgency needs to be ratcheted up here all the way.
The question is Kelly going to be able to pass the football? You know, he took over for Jason Brooks, and we're not sure that Rashad Kelly can throw the football. He has thrown it accurately out on the flat, but hasn't thrown it upfield yet. Second down and 10. No gain on the play. Tackle was by Mahalis Santorinos. He's been making a lot of tackles for the Cougars. Kelly takes it, throws it out in the flat again, and again it's caught. But for a short gain, tackled immediately by several of the Cougars.
Number 2, Cole White with the catch. Number 5, Darius Hurst bringing him down. It's like a gain of 5 yards on the play.
Third down and 5. Again, the Gauchos need to pick up a first down. They need to move the sticks. Essential for them to get some points and stay in this game. Did a nice job of controlling the Cougars. After the Cougars jumped off to a 14-0 lead, they finally scored again here late in the third quarter to extend it to 21. But here's Kelly, drops back. The rush is on. He comes up the middle. He throws, and it's complete to Robert Freeman at the 30. Freeman at the 40. Spins at the 45, and he's going to be down at the 50. There was the play that the Gauchos needed, Jeff.
Freeman able to get away from Tuaua, eventually brought down by Sandoval. There was a lot of green in front of him. Credit that Rancho Cotati defense for recouping after letting the initial play unfold.
The play was made by quarterback Rashad Kelly, who rolled to his left, found Freeman downfield, and put it right on his numbers. And then Freeman did the rest, as he's done all night. Freeman is a very impressive athlete. I really am impressed with him. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Rancho Cotati leading El Cerrito 21-0. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
The thing about hearing loss is that it tends to sneak up on you. Those birds in the background of this commercial, for example, when exactly did you notice they're gone? And then you find yourself saying things like,
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Or when people are speaking to you, they just sound kind of muddy. So you have to watch their lips. Kenwood Hearing Centers is here to help. Kenwood Hearing Centers would like to offer you a risk-free